Hello, everyone. How are you? Pastor Rod here. We're doing a series on Proverbs, Wisdom to Win. And this is number 32, and I've called it The Power of Agreement. Agreement is so important in life. My wife and I have been married for 35 years. We haven't always been in agreement on the small issues, but we've always been or found agreement on the big issues, such as romance and love and food and parenting and jobs and vision. And we've found a way to find agreement in Jesus Christ, in our marriage and in the work life. You know, it's important to find an agreement with the company or the company you start or you work for someone, that there's an agreement of values, of heart, of a lot of things. Really, we need to find agreement to be happy. In a sports team, we need to find agreement. In church, we need to find a place of agreement. You know, no church is perfect. But someone that comes in and says, I've been to 19 other churches and I haven't found agreement, I think that person needs to have a look at themselves. So not every church is perfect, but we can find a place of agreement. The power of agreement brings incredible lower stress, better health, better visioning, better creativity, more joy in life. So you ready? Amos 3:3. It's not Proverbs, but it is a proverb. It just says this: can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? That's the New Living Translation. I love it. Can two people, and it's a continual, can two people keep on walking together? You might be able to do it for a short time, but can we do it for a year, for a lot of years, for a month? Can two people keep on walking together unless there is an agreement on the direction? And that word direction can also mean the time and place. We're agree, like making an appointment. Can we agree unless we make an appointment of time and place? And I think that this is really important what Jesus says in Matthew 18:19. He says, again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. What a huge promise of agreement. Two Christian people knowing the word of God, knowing the will of God, praying God's will. It could be in healing or freedom or job life or better relationships or God moving in the world, God moving in our church or nation. The power of agreement is so powerful. And listen again, Jesus said, if just two or three agree. And I've been thinking about this with social media. And the difference between a lot of people praying and a few people praying, and hey, I would like a lot of people praying for me, no doubt, absolutely. But Jesus says if just two or three agree, and that should encourage us. If we only have a few friends or a few people around us, it doesn't need a lot of people to get God's attention and for God to do something powerful in our circumstance. I say I'm a believer. I believe in the supernatural and the power of prayer. And I know it doesn't always happen today or when I want it to happen, but I've got to believe this scripture. Get in agreement with God, get in agreement with his word, and see the power. Get in agreement with my wife, get in agreement with the company's values, and let's see what happens. Now, the opposite is also true. The Bible says, like, disagreement. So I'm going to finish with this scripture, 2 Corinthians 6:14. It says, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live in darkness? So it's talking about disagreement, about don't live in disagreement. Like work out your values and philosophy of what TV programs you're going to watch, what music you're going to listen to, what you're going to watch on your social media, what you're going to post. Have an agreement with your soul and with the Word of God, and don't team up with wicked things. And you know, we can't tell anyone what to do, but just to say, there's principles of life that I want to align myself with God and his word and joy and grace and peace and love in my marriage, life, health. And I don't want to align myself with wicked things, bad things, hurtful things, wounding things, things that are against God and his love and his kingdom. I don't want to align myself with that because that will lead to stress and I think health problems over time and breakdown of relationships. So let me read it's actually not a proverb, but it is a proverb type, a power to win concept. Can two people keep on walking together without agreeing on the direction. Let's get in agreement with the important things of life. Let me pray. Lord, I want to thank you that you've spoken to us through your word, that we're not going to keep on walking in darkness or in dangerous or hurtful things. But Lord, we're going to make decisions how to walk in light and walk in goodness and walk in relationships and walk in forgiveness and freedom and love. Help us to walk with people and church and family and business that are going to help us in right now and into our future. I pray people might need to make some decisions over time to get in agreement with like-minded people. And although we're not perfect, we are just going to enjoy the journey together. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.